60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before that, it is Friday. And judging from everybody's body language in studio today, it's Feel Good Friday where we go around the room and talk about what we feel good about today. I'm saying we call today Feel Good Enough Friday. Everybody looks pretty tired.
I'm struggling.
Yeah. Does anybody feel good about anything today? Let's find out. Start with Digital Jake. Do you feel good about anything today?
I do feel good about one thing, Jubal.
What's
tried
that?
A new fruit this week.
A new fruit?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of
longans?
What's a longan?
It's like a clear grape.
Huh.
Ooh, Jake, do tell. What do they taste like? Do they taste like grapes?
It's like a lychee, similar to a lychee.
Okay, another fruit that most people...
No, lychee. It's an Asian fruit.
Yeah, they're delicious. Never tried it before. Longan Gang, stand up.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Longan Gang. There's a new rapper out there named Longan coming out soon, I'm sure. All right, Barbecue Chris, what do you feel good about today?
I'm really excited because this year my birthday is not on Thanksgiving.
Same. Oh. Same. What about you guys? Same?
Same. Yeah, every few years my birthday's on Thanksgiving and it totally steals all my thunder. And it's not happening this year.
Well, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. All right, Brooke, what do you feel good about?
I feel good about math.
Okay.
And I got to go to math night at my daughter's elementary school, and maybe it was for kindergartners. I figured out a very hard math problem.
Hey!
What was it?
It was about skyscrapers and having to place like the little blocks in order. Anyway.
That's too complicated
hard.
For
yeah,
us.
Yeah. Way hard.
It was kindergarten level, but I was the only parent that could figure it out above math.
Genius.
Jose, what do you feel good about today?
You know, I'm pretty simple. Comedy's been doing really well for me. I've been working on these new jokes.
So you're feeling good that you're great.
Yeah. I'm having a good comedy month. Things are going great for me. And also follow me on Instagram, @HilariousJose.
All right. Pretty simple.
Very simple.
Jeff, you feel good about anything today?
I feel good about Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello right now.
Oh, I love them.
I saw a picture of them kissing. Really did it for me.
You find them both equally attractive?
Yeah, they're very attractive people, and I'm on board with
that
relationship.
Is that what you've been doing in the other studio all morning?
I don't want to talk about it, Jubal, okay?
Today I feel good because it's time to put the Christmas lights up.
Oh my God, with the Christmas
lights.
I've never been a
true
Christmas lights person until I did it last year just to annoy my neighbors, so I get to throw as many horrible lights up and make my house look as terrible as possible.
You're an ironic Christmas lights person.
Yeah, so I'm excited about that. Yeah. Text in 78592. Tell us what you feel good about today. All right, let's get into the shock collar question of the day. Young Jeffrey is in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. So text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Brooke has drawn a name out of the hat because she had the shock collar last. And who'd you get?
And I got myself.
Oh.
All right. Brooke's putting on the shock collar while she does that. Jeff, please read Brooke the shock collar question of the day.
Well, Thanksgiving is right around the corner, and hosting your family and friends can be pretty stressful. In fact, according to a recent survey, the average person has at least 6 things go wrong when they're hosting Thanksgiving dinner.
Whoa.
And it found the top 10 most common blunders. You have to name the top 3 in no particular order.
Ooh, top 3 things go wrong. Just with the cooking, right?
Yeah, just with cooking and preparing the...
Okay, not like the uncle getting drunk and passing out in the...
Right,
okay.
Right. Just the what goes wrong with hosting Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And plus, I'll give you a lifeline. You can ask me about any mess up. I'll tell you if it's in the top 3.
Okay, I'm going to go with the very first thing that came to mind. You don't defrost the turkey in time.
Yeah.
Like, you forget to pull it out of the freezer. Mm-hmm. You got a frozen turkey.
Or sometimes, this happened one time, is my mom forgot to turn the oven on, and we didn't realize for, like, 3 hours. Like, how we can't even smell it yet? We go to check on it. I'm like, it's still raw. Like,
you guys are eating at midnight.
We literally ate at, like, 11 p.m. We're like, oh, God, this is going to be better breakfast. We had to, like, pre-eat without the turkey, and then we ate again.
Or I was thinking when people try to deep-fry their turkey, and then they end up burning their house down.
Yeah.
That's all. I love the videos after Thanksgiving of people trying to dig. Deep fried turkey fails.
Oh, yeah.
That's my favorite part of Thanksgiving.
Another thing, what if you run out of food? Like, I am always paranoid whenever I host anything that there's not going to be enough food.
That's true, actually.
Can I hear the question again?
A recent survey found that the average person has at least 6 things go wrong when they're hosting Thanksgiving dinner, and it came up with the top 10 most common Thanksgiving blunders. You have to name just the top 3 in no particular order. Plus, you still have a lifeline.
And what if there's, like, a fire? Like,
I was thinking burning, but I was thinking maybe just burned food.
Yeah, just anything.
Jeffrey, is burning food on the list?
Burning food is not in the top 3.
Oh, Jeffrey, you're killing us.
Brooke, I'm going to help you out. We're talking about things going wrong,
okay,
and that happens to
Jake.
Me a lot. Now, what happens to me a lot is when a piano falls on my head and my teeth are replaced with piano keys. Do you think that's on the list?
You know, Jake's suggestions are always on point. I think the piano falling on your head thing has to be a problem with Thanksgiving food.
I think it's a good suggestion, but I don't think pianos or anvils probably made the list.
All right, let's lock it in, Jeff. Let's put that one.
Okay, I'm going to go. Okay, here's my answer. Okay. I'm going to go defrost turkey is on the list.
Great answer.
Right? There's not enough food to feed everyone.
That's true. Maybe not enough people brought enough dishes, too.
Yeah.
So not enough food is good.
And I don't know. You don't have enough chairs for everybody. I don't know, Jeffrey. I'm giving up.
We're going to hear it.
Your pie was flat. Your pies didn't work out. You. What is the third one? I don't host Thanksgiving because it's too stressful.
See,
this is why I don't do this. What about your guests drink too much alcohol?
Too drunk.
Too drunk.
A new survey found the top 10 most common things that go wrong when hosting a Thanksgiving dinner. You only had to name the top three in no particular order.
I hate when you say only, like it was a really easy
thing
to do.
Well, there's 10 things here, and you only need to do three of them.
This was hard.
Let's go over the top five answers, okay? Number five is forgetting or using the wrong ingredients while you're trying to cook something.
Oh, okay. Like the recipe. That makes sense.
Number four on the list is spilling food or making a giant mess.
Oh, I've done that before. I spilled a huge glass of wine one year.
Or you'd like drop the mashed potatoes and they're all on the ground or you drop the turkey.
Oh, what a nightmare.
Number three. Now, this is where you got to start getting these right. Number three is the turkey is not cooked properly.
That's defrosting.
Does
that's
defrosting
that counts?
That would be part of cooking the turkey.
Undercooked.
Well, he's giving it to me because I didn't get the other two.
Number
that's why
two
it
is running out of alcohol.
Oh, instead of too drunk, the opposite.
Yeah,
not drunk
didn't
enough.
Have enough alcohol.
Dude, that's a good one.
And the number one thing that goes wrong when people host Thanksgiving dinner is the timing of the meal is off.
Oh,
so
yeah.
The cooking is done too early. It's done too late.
The dishes don't
match up.
Right. We're eating sweet potatoes at 2 o'clock, and then we're going to have turkey at 4 o'clock, and then maybe at 7 we'll have some mashed potatoes and gravy.
Exactly.
What happened to us that Thanksgiving.
Fine. Shock me.
All right, you got it wrong, and somebody wanted to hear Thank You Next by Ariana Grande, so you can sing that whenever you're ready.
Okay. Thought I'd end up with Sean, but he wasn't a match. Wrote a song about Ricky. Now I listen and laugh. Even almost got married. And for Pete, I'm so thankful.
This is stupid.
I wish I could say thank you to Malcolm because he was an angel.
Thanks, Malcolm.
Thank you. Next. Thank you.
Seriously, next song.
All right, your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.